must change as he might. Many people as listening to me this morning, I want you to wholeheartedly connect to everything we're doing here. Sing your songs from the heart. Sing your songs violently. The Lord is going to start a series of miracles and signs and wonders now. Depending on how you sing the following songs, the first series of signs and wonders will begin to happen as I sing this song. As we're singing, miracles that will shock doctors and shock your friends will begin to happen. As we're singing, the power of God will begin to resolve long-term problems. As we're singing, the power of God will begin to bury every affliction. Make sure that you sing from your heart. Make sure nobody's voice is louder than yours. All power belongs to God.
All power belongs to God.
All power.
with the Lord. I said nobody.
Things are happening now, beloved.
I want to share the Bible.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jehovah, we praise you.
Jehovah. Amen.
Amen.
If the Lord has connected you to this program, I congratulate you from my heart. There are some prayers I want you to pray now, which is part one of our prayers here today. Pray it with merciless violence. As we're praying these prayers, that person who is here with the issue of blood, check yourself, you'll find that the issue of blood has stopped. As we're praying this prayer, the creative power of God will begin to move from person to person. As we are praying this prayer, those whose monies have been tied down, the powers tying them down shall be disgraced. As we are praying this prayer, that person with a strange lump in the breast, strange lump in the right leg, you shall receive instant deliverance in the name of Jesus. As we are praying this prayer, that evil smell coming out from within you, the smell of the spirit of death, shall be evacuated and sent back to the senders. As we are praying this particular prayer, those things that they are calling in order to confuse you shall backfire. Sisters, this is not a money to joke here. It's a money for serious prayers. Anything that will disturb you, better arrange it or rearrange it. Pray with merciless vow. And mighty will cross over to you right there where you are. Sisters, say this after me loud and clear. Every power that hates to see me
laugh.
Can I hear the sister shouting this loud? The sisters are not trying hard enough. Can you shout it loud? Let me hear the brothers shouting it loud. Everybody together now. Die! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. Something must happen in your life in this morning service. Basetinda Kali Kaya Boshende Rabo Santa. Yes. Spirit of the living God, by the power and the anointing that breaketh every yoke,
move.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu. Lagbadura.
Silence, beloved.
Kidake roro wa ara.
I prophesy upon the life of that sister over there.
O so tele si aye arabirin yen tin be lohun yen.
That you will defy the law of menopause. And what they say is over for you is not over. The trap holding one leg and it's making that leg to behave differently from the second one. That trap has been scattered now. You that person that came here with no taste at all in your mouth, no taste. You stop feeling taste in your tongue. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you now. And that yoke is broken completely. That's the person over there. Yes.
Benny.
Now somebody here too, you have been delivered. You are always feeling like running out into the streets. Have this feeling of pulling off your clothes. Something is working some strange things in your head. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon that head. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. 77 persons. Right now, it's like nothing is working for you. But right there where you are, the power of God is coming to eat you there. And once that power of God hits you, you may not be able to stand on your feet, don't worry. But beginning from that moment, uncommon doors will begin to open to you. That's the power of God coming upon you. That's the power of God coming upon you. That's number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number nine, number ten. Yes, the power that has been tying you down. Look at them, they are going. Thou power of familiar spirit, tormenting the life of that sister over there, making her life a struggle. Thou power of familiar spirit. Let her go. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha! That's the power of God coming upon you. Some people here too this morning. You have been dreaming of dead people, dead relatives. The enemy has been harassing with the spirit of death and hell. There are three materials in your body that the enemy has planted in your dream. But there's an angel of God by your side to remove those three materials. That's the first person. That's the second person. That's number three. That's number four. That's number five. Father, I pray. As many people as are here this morning, and there is a garment of the enemy upon them, spiritual rags, dirty spiritual garments, let the fire of the God of Elijah fall upon such people now. and let the evil garment catch fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Someone is here. This actually is your first time here. I congratulate you for coming. But something is going to happen. There is an evil tree growing in your compound. By the time you get home from this palmous change, it will have dried up. Because inside that tree is the coven disturbing your life. Let's try.
Ben.
Aha.
Ben.
You incurable disease.
Hear
the word of the Lord. It is written. And every tree that the Father has not planted shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire. So you incurable affliction, hear the word of the Lord. Be uprooted now. Be uprooted. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now pray this prayer with holy violence. Say every power attacking my dreams. Your time is up. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bakate satali kayaba. Daribo kapanda kente yabo shente. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu, na gbadura.
Father, we thank you for this morning.
Baba adupe lo yin fun owuro yi.
We thank you for what you have done here already.
Adupe fun ohun te ti se ni ina.
We thank you for what you shall do in our second session of prayers.
Adupe fun ohun te se ninu apa keji adura wa.
Father, this morning,
Baba loro yi,
we are gathered before you because you are the great I am.
Apejo ni waju yin nitori eyin ni emi ni tin je emi.
You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Eyin Alpha ati Omega, ibere ati opin.
You are the one greater than the greatest and higher than the highest.
Eyin eni ti tobi ju, eni ti tobi julo, eni giga ju, eni giga julo.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Ope wa ni oruko Jesu.
This morning, open our understanding.
Loro yi esi wa niye.
Do something in our lives that will change our lives forever. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a say, God bless you. Please, I want to beg you in the name of the Lord. To listen to me very carefully this morning. To listen to me very, very carefully. I want to try and scratch the surface of a deep thing. But if you listen to me carefully, you understand it very well. The Lord will help you as you listen. Amen.
Abi.
Crushing the power of star assassins.
Rirun agbara awon tin pa irawo.
Crushing the power.
Rirun agbara
of star assassins.
Awon tin pa irawo.
Listen to me. Very, very carefully. As I read these three scriptures, in Matthew chapter 2, the gospel according to St. Matthew,
Matthew
chapter 2, there is a prophetic agenda behind this message. By the next palm of St. John's, there are people here who will give mighty testimonies. Matthew chapter 2.
Matthew origeji.
Verse 1.
I say, kini.
If you are there, say yes.
Anybody see be okay Benny.
Open your Bible, look at this place. Matthew chapter 2.
Matthew origeji.
From verse 1.
That is a kini.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of
Judea,
in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men. Can you turn to somebody and say, wise men? Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. There came not ordinary men, wise men. From the east. From the east. To Jerusalem.
See Jerusalem.
Say,
where
is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and
I
come to worship him. They saw his star, and they came, old men, to worship a baby. Verse 7. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Every star has a time. Every star has a time. A star can show up at the wrong time. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Which is a lie. Now, when they had had the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, They rejoice with exceeding great joy. Because they were good, wise men. There are evil, wise men. When the brothers of Joseph heard about his star, they took another action entirely. They did not rejoice. They were not happy. But these good, wise men, the Bible says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And they bless the child. I prophesy upon your life that good, wise men that will bless you as a result of your star will locate you. They will locate you. They will locate you. They will locate you. In the name of Jesus. Put that in your spirit. Isaiah chapter
47.
Verse 13.
Isaiah 47.
Verse
13.
It says this. Thou art wearied in the multitude of their counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators, stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon
thee.
So there are astrologers, stargazers, those who search for people's stars, and those who are monthly prognosticators. The caged people using their stars. Those are the evil, wise men. In the same Isaiah, go back to Isaiah
44.
25.
Isaiah 44:25.
So that frustrated the tokens of the liars and make it diviners mad. That turned wise men, those are the evil wise men that turned wise men backward and make
it
their knowledge foolish. I prophesy upon the life of somebody here. May the evil wise men targeting your star be buried now. In the name of Jesus. That amen is not loud enough. Let your amen roar like thunder. Everybody is a star. Everybody has a star.
He
said, we have seen a star in the east. We have come to worship him. God destroyed the house of Babel because they were practicing this kind of stargazing and astrology.
They
engaged in astrology, star reading. Because they knew so much about the potentials and powers of heavenly bodies.
Nítorí wọ́n mòye púpọ̀ nípa irú agbára àti ìmísí tó ń bẹ nínú àwọn ẹ̀dá ojú ọ̀run.
There are human beings engaged in this kind of activities today.
Àwọn ènìyàn wà tó jẹ́ irú nǹkan báwọn yìí ni wọ́n ń ṣe lóde òní.
They can program the name of people into the heavenly bodies and do strange things to the person.
Wọ́n lè ṣètò orúkọ ènìyàn sínú àwọn ìṣẹ̀dá ojú ọ̀run.
They can program the name of the person into the heavens and discover where your star is there. If it was possible for fellow human beings to locate the star of Jesus, that of anybody here would not be a problem. Once they don't locate that star, they begin to attack the progress of such people. Evil words can be programmed into the star of a person so that the person will never experience the appropriate progress in life. The person will be having epileptic progress, temporary progress, occasional progress. Because these men have studied the heavens. The Bible said the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens can make a declaration over a man's life and over the earth. The sun, the moon, the stars, they speak. And some satanic men can hear them talk. Some men in Babylon called wise men were able to see the star. They got their information from the star. Up to now, men see visit the heavens to collect power and to do evil things. To check up the star of people. I'm praying for you. If your amen will be very loud, that your star will be discovered by the power in the blood of Jesus. It is possible for you to come to this world and your star is never discovered. That's why I pray that prayer for you. It's a powerful prayer. I pray another prayer for you. That your star shall shine by the power in the blood of Jesus. Let your amen be loud.
Power Must Change Heads continues in a moment. 17 may just seem like a number, but now it's not. Because there are 70 steps that will guide you into fulfilling your destiny. 70 sermons to preach to your destiny by Dr. D.K. Olukoya. Let your destiny know.
To get a copy, please call the numbers on your screen or send us an email on mfmbookstore@mountingoffire.org or visit www.mfmbooks.com.
The battle started from the garden, and it's still on. She's been made a primary subject of satanic and demonic attack. But brace yourself, for an ammo and weapons to win the battle is here. Woman, Thou Art Loosed by Dr. D.K. Olukoya.
Grab a copy of this book and understand the depth of the battle between the devil and the woman, and learn how to lose yourself from Satan's grip. To get a copy, please call the numbers on your screen or send us an email on mfmbookstore@mountingoffire.org or visit www.mfmbooks.com.
Power Must Change Hands continues.
In a foreign country, a man who was trying to make ends meet fell down on the street. He was almost run over by a vehicle. All the vehicles, they stopped. Some even hit themselves because the drivers had to stop. They rushed at him to carry him. By the time they got there, he was dead. They checked his pocket to find out his identity. They found four different identity cards in his pocket. Four identity cards with which he was working in four places per day to make ends meet. In the night, he was a security guard. In the morning, he was a supermarket staff. In the afternoon, he was doing something else. In the evening, he was doing another job again. Just to make ends meet. They went to break the news to his family at home. But while they were knocking the door, they were hearing loud music. The family people were rejoicing. They were happy. When the people now entered, and they said, "Sorry, we have news for you." I said, "Why are you people looking sad? Rejoice with us now." Say, Our daddy has just been made the ambassador. Ambassador of our country here. Now say, "Sorry, he's dead." He was promoted as an ambassador to his country. When he's already dead. He merited it. All his lifetime. But he got it after he died. That's why I'm praying for you. Your star must shine. It 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 must shine. In the name of Jesus. I'm not sure you understand what I'm telling you this morning. If you understand it, your amen will be more violent than this. Look now. They say God favored Abel. Cain took Abel and killed him. Later, the Bible said, the blood of Abel is crying to God, and God is answering the blood. Meaning that if his crying blood can get answer from God, his living body can even get more. But because Abel did not talk, he didn't open his mouth, he didn't pray, therefore they killed him. And his blood is now crying. What's the use of the blood crying now? When he has been wasted. And those who wasted him, they can even decide to get born again. And they will be giving testimony. I was a witch before. I dealt with somebody. Praise God, I'm born again. And the mystery of our faith, that God will forgive you. You want to wait for, you want to wait to be wasted? Amen. Can you shout this loud and clear? Every dark power targeting my star. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm also praying for you. That every dark siren slowing down your star
don't fire our saying
shall be buried now. In the name of Jesus. Listen, beloved. For every man, there is a star. You are not just a human being, you are also a star. You are more than what is known about you. You have another name called star.
It's
another name. That's why I love that beautiful song. It is my turn to shine. It is my turn to shine. It is my turn. It is my turn. I will arise and shine. Can you sing it loud and clear? Shout the song again loud and clear. Shout hallelujah. Have your seat.
Hey, Joko.
The enemy of your star is not darkness alone. There is also evil sun. To be quite honest, the darker the night, the brighter the star. As we are here now, stars are shining. But you cannot see it because the sun has overshadowed all of them. The reason you are not seeing those stars is because the sun has overshadowed them. There are contending evil suns that overshadows people's stars. I pray once again, your star will not fail to shine. Even the moon does not contest with your star. Other stars do not contend with your stars. But the sun can make sure that it's there, but nobody knows it's there. What do we mean by your star? What is your spiritual star? Your star is the embodiment of your destiny. Your star is the carrier of your destiny. Your star is the glory formed upon your life from the beginning and given to you from birth.
fun ayan mo re ta ti gbe sori aye re lati igba ibi re.
Your star is your destined glory and blessing deposited into your life by the Almighty God.
Irawo re ni ogo ati ayan mo ti Olorun oga ogo da to si fi sinu aye re.
Your star is that thing in you that amounts to your excellence.
Irawo re ni nkan na to wa nnu re to ta to ja si.
Your star is that thing in you that amounts to your wisdom and skill. Your star is that thing in you that can bring you wealth. Your star is that thing in you that makes you who heaven has designed you to be. Your star is that thing that is in you that people should pay for. Your star is that thing that is in you that people should reward you for. Your star is that thing in you that will make men bow when they see you.
You
obtain it from the foundation of your life.
Lati pele aye re lo ti ma gba.
Adult, wise men, old men, they saw something in baby Jesus and they came to bow.
Awon agbalagba, awon amoye, awon arugbo, won ri ohun kan ninu Jesus omowo, won si wa lati fori bale fun.
I remember the story of that boy in my former school today.
Oranti oro omode kunrin yen nile iwe mi npa yen.
The day he was born, native doctors, three native doctors from surrounding village, they came to the place where the mother was in labor.
Awon babalawo lati ileto meta ototo to yi ilu won ka won si wa si ibi ti ya omode ohun to tin robi.
Their oracle told them that a baby that would deliver the whole of their area and wipe away poverty is about to be born.
Opele won so fun won pe won fe bi omode kan ti o pa iserun ni gbogbo agbegbe won.
And they were there when the boy was born.
Oju won bayi ni won si se bi omo na.
And the parents gave him the name Irawo.
Awon obi re si so ni Irawo.
Meaning star.
To tumo si
and
Irawo.
Indeed, beloved, he was a star.
Ni to ara Irawo ni.
Right from the time he entered school, he was always first.
Lati igba to ti wole iwe ipo kini lo gbe.
If you give him mathematics,
te ba fun ni isiro lati se
answer 3 out of 5. Irawo will answer the 3. Then the 2 extra will answer it in the margin so that you can know that he knows it.
So you away gangan. Awon meji to wa se ni ori re yo dahun mo se gbegbe ke ba le mo pe ohun mo gbogbe o.
But at the back of the school,
ibole ikule ilewe,
there was a quicksand.
Irawo nbe.
And they normally warn us not to go there. Only God knows what went wrong that day. Irawo left classroom. Climbed over the wall. Went to the quicksand. And he sank. The quicksand was so bad. If you go there to fetch him, you too will sink. So nobody went to fetch his corpse. That was how Irawo was eliminated by evil wise men. Can you raise up your right hand?
No, what? Okay.
And shout this for as long as your voice can carry you. Of my father's
house,
assigned to bury my star. In the name of Jesus, Basanti la kapte ya boshenda. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Sit down, beloved. What I'm saying here this morning has nothing to do with I'm a pastor. Has nothing to do with I'm anointed. A lot of anointed people have had their stars destroyed. Your star is that which people can acknowledge in you. That which people can salute in you. That which people can bow for. In you. That which people can raise a song for in your life. That which people can host a flag for in your life. That which can make you to be celebrated. Many babies were born in Israel at the time that Jesus was born. But their stars did not shine. It has been dislocated by the enemy. When you are not in your place of shining, it's a strategy of star assassin to move you away. Many times blessings are on ground, but those who are to receive them are not available. And it's a tragedy. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power that has relocated you to a place where your star will not shine shall be buried this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you as well that the evil sun that will not allow your star to shine shall be buried this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And the earlier that star begins to shine, the better. What is the use when you become a millionaire at the age of
95?
When you even lack teeth to eat. What's the use? That's why it's good to pray.
That
the star should shine on time. And then whoever saw your star is very important. If the wicked see it, they wipe it off. They would dull it. They could cage it. They could make it to wonder. For the Bible talks about wandering stars. Once a command a star to wander, the person becomes insane on earth here. Joseph's brother. They are the evil son.
I want you all
that wants to eliminate Joseph.
You want to Joseph?
Herod never saw the star of Jesus. It was a wise man who saw it. Joseph's brothers.
Joseph.
They never saw that star. They just had. Herod that just had. And never saw. Decided to kill all the babies. Joseph's brother, who never saw the star, who had, they decided to kill him or sell him to
celebrate.
They didn't see, they had. If they saw, then what will have happened? Meaning, beloved, there are some people who should not hear what you are doing. Once they hear, you're in trouble.
Say,
you brought your car to this village? When you do want to ride a bicycle? Finish. There was a scholarship exam. Many years back. Two people applied. One was called Achibong Etim Achibong. Second was Achibong Achibong. Achibong Achibong passed the exam.
Achibong Achibong lo se lo yege nu idanwo ohun.
Achibong Etim Achibong did not pass.
Achibong Etim Achibong yo o fi dire mi.
One way or the other.
Lona kan tabo miran.
They gave the result, they gave the past result to Achibong Etim Achibong that did not pass.
Won ba gbe esi eni to yege fun Achibong Etim Achibong to fi dire mi.
And they arrange the documents,
they
arrange the visas,
they
arrange everything,
they
did everything, and he was on his way. They were already at the airport. Somebody discovered that they have given the thing to the wrong Achibong. They stopped him at the airport. Something had decided that his star will not shine. Then they now called the correct Achibong Achibong to come and collect the results. Only to hear that he had developed stroke. The enemy had decided that he will not fly. I prophesy upon your life.
That
evil men will not see your star. Sometimes, evil wise men can see the stars on people's head like a shining light, like gold, silver, brass on top of the person. Sometimes, they can see it in the palm of the hand or the feet or the forehead. And from thence, they can cut it away. So stars can be caged. Stars can be paralyzed. Stars can be hidden. Stars can be cast down. Stars can be tampered with. Stars can be executed. It is easier to rescue the stars that have not been destroyed. But once it's destroyed, you need a divine intervention to get it back into position. I'm praying for somebody here. That your star that has been destroyed, you shall receive a new one today. Let your amen roar like thunder. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody was sharing something with me. Strange testimony. So one witch was confessing in a crusade. What is the name of that fowl or chicken that has no feather in the body? What name do they call it? No feather. It's correct chicken, but no feather. What's the name? Okwikwi? All right. She said,
Oni,
they took that fowl with no feather. And they said, the son of so and so person has obtained all kinds of scholarships, all kinds of sponsorship to study abroad.
That
to them it was an abomination. Just as that hen has no feather and cannot fly, so it will not fly. And they threw the thing down. And this brother never went anywhere. I'm praying for somebody here. Every witchcraft agenda against your star shall be scattered now. You shall be scattered. 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 In the name of Jesus. Witches are evil messengers. They pave way for higher demonic spirits to take position in a person's life. Once they begin to feed you with food in your dream, they start assassins at work. Because food is normally digested, absorbed into the body, and become part and parcel of the body.
So those
evil things they are feeding you with, your body will absorb it, it will be distributed to all the organs of the body. And once they begin to eat this witchcraft food, seven things will happen to you. Sicknesses are planted. Reproductive organs are affected. Prayerlessness is established. Poison is planted. Initiation into blind witchcraft may take place. Business and marriage may be paralyzed. And spiritual powerlessness is introduced. That's one strategy, food in the dream of the star assassins. Then consultation with fetish powers or fetish doctors. Gives a gateway to the enemy into your life. Following their instruction is accepting witchcraft prescription. The temporary help they give to you only open doors to a higher level of bondage. There's plenty of occultism around now. And I'm praying that all the occultic powers in this country, all people who are going around with occultic powers and using it to want to rule over people, they and their powers shall die shamelessly. in the name of Jesus. That is, if they do not repent, if they repent, God will help them. They start assassins. They speak into padlocks. Lock the padlock. Throw it into the river. Or bury it. I pray for you. Anything buried that is affecting your life negatively now shall catch fire. In the name of Jesus. When they speak into the padlock and throw it away, they are locking your stars and throwing your stars away. Some people go to places to look for help. They construct tiny coffins for them. Your stars have been embalmed and buried. You need to pray it out. They hand the stars over to Mother Earth for safekeeping. Some go to places. Come and take prayer sponge. Prayer sponge. Prayer sponge. Where did you see prayer sponge in the Bible? So they now use the sponge to wash their glory and stars away. Have you ever used such sponge? You need to pray to recover your glory and your star today. Ear manipulation. Fingernails manipulation. All those things are strategy of star assassins. The crossroad sacrifices. They shut off the four corners of the earth from the life of the person. Have you ever carried sacrifices to the crossroad? When you arrive there, forces from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west will be called from all over the world, invited to monitor your star. You become a caterer in the dining table of the enemy. Every ceremony that has to do with facing the sun is an agenda to capture stars. Set to satanic agents. These are agents that bury stars. Today you need to repent. You need to prepare a list of possible open doors. You need to close all those doors through praying by the blood of Jesus. You need to declare war here this morning. What is war? War is when we try to impose our will on others. Or others want to impose their will on us. These star assassins, they are trying to establish Satan's will on earth upon our lives. We need to fight back. Then we need to pray acidic prayers to recover stolen stars, to shine back stars that are dull, to recover buried glories, and to kill star assassins. The Bible is so angry with these evil wise men. And the Bible says it will turn them backward. You know what it means to turn somebody backward? It turns them backward. It makes their weapon to backfire. It makes them to face their own music. I didn't write it in the Bible. Is there?
He
said, it maketh their divinest mad. It turned their wise man backward. Wise man, turn it backward. Today, we have work to do here. If you pray in today's meeting and you lose your voice, but you recover your style, made a good bargain. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. But you see, if you are here, and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, I'm here to give you maximum assistance. Without surrendering your life to Jesus, you'll not be able to recover your start. There are three altars, one here, two at the back. If you are here this morning, you say, man of God, I see where the problem is. I want to recover my staff. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Because we have plenty of prayers to pray. I'm at the altars. I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just bow down your heads where you are. Please. And see what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father.
Baba.
Say, Father.
Baba.
In the name of Jesus. I come before you now. I know you sent your son to die for my sin. Lord Jesus. Come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here who have taken this most important decision. Father, keep them standing by your power. Lay your hands upon them. Do great and marvelous things for their testimony. And lay your hands upon them. Keep them standing by your power. This decision they've taken, let it be permanent in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. As I ask you to pray, there must be no negotiation. The time for negotiation is gone. They must release you. Your star must shine. And it must shine on time, on time. It must shine on time. What's the use of building a new house when you are already 90 years old? For how many years will you live inside the house? With violence in your spirit and with merciless cry, shout this loud, evil wise man pursuing my star. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Bakapota Satandaka Ribosopondekaya Rebo Shantaraba, Barika Tanda Kayaba, Rebo Piada Kayabo Shanta. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. I like you to double your aggression. Something's about to happen now. Something that will change some people's life forever. It's about to happen now. Every power padlocking my star. You are a liar. Jesus, Riaposati la Catanda, yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. That peppery feeling you are having all over your body. The arrow has gone back to the senders. There are 25 persons here. As a result of the prayer you are praying now, money is rushing into your hands. In millions. Yes. And you are going to give this testimony. There are those who are here.
I will come there.
And you are not dreaming at all. Because the enemy does not want you to remember those dreams. The evil cloud upon your spiritual monitor. The prayer you have prayed now has cleared them away. There is a group of people here. Anytime you have a good dream, it does not happen. But when you have a bad dream, it happens. You have been delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, sister over there. The demon behind your painful menstruation and that lower abdominal pain is coming out. Makaten satia le kandia. Ribosetende de keya boshente. Da katenda la karabose pe la kaya boshente. De ketendia. Say every power attacking my star. Run mad. Yes. Something is happening over there. Yes, enough is enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
There is someone in this meeting. There is a person somewhere who is praying satanic prayer against you every night naked. If the person does it again tonight, the person shall die. Bareka tunda kaya boshente rabakatalaba. The sentence de kaya boshente rabosente. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, prophetically.
He will lead.
Prophetically. The Bible says, I've given unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and to tread upon every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. As you are praying this prayer, if you want to trample, trample. If you want to jump on their head, jump on their head. As you are praying this particular prayer. But this prayer will bring great deliverance to you. Shout this louder than anyone around you. Star assassins! Assign against me. I crush your head. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Just open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to crush them. That's right. Crush their heads. Masikaten dayabushente. Ribo sepela katala kaya boshendera basanta. Bakaten darabo sopola kaya boshendera basanta. Something is happening now. Something is happening now. Crush the head of their serpents and scorpions. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Sing this song louder than anyone around you. Sing it loud.
Who is like unto thee? A lot of transactions are taking place. Stars are being recovered. It is my turn to shine. It is my turn to shine. It is my turn. It is my turn. I will arise and shine. In Jesus' name.
It is my turn to shine.
Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father, let these hands that are stretched here become the hands of recovery. The hands of fire. The hands of power. The hands of glory. In the name of Jesus, lay the hands upon your head and begin to bless your life with all kinds of blessings. Bless your life with all kinds of blessings. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bakate la kate sete. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this, your children. I pray that as they are celebrating their birthday and their wedding anniversary, your blessings will overshadow their lives. By this time next year, if Jesus tarries in his coming, you shall be bigger bundles of testimonies. The Almighty shall promote you. Every enemy of your life shall be disgraced. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your prayer letter towards the altar here. Father, we thank you for this prayer letter. Every point we have written in this letter, Father, convert it to mighty testimonies. In the name of Jesus, let the yoke of the enemy assigned against anyone there be broken to pieces. Possess your possession. Possess your possession. Possess your possession. The God that answered by fire shall answer you by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. A louder amen. Let your voices be loud and clear in your amen as I pray now. The louder your voice on these blessings, the better. Father,
Baba,
I commit your children here unto your holy hands. Any power hired to pull down anyone here, I command the power to fall. In the name of Jesus. The lion of Judah shall pursue serpent and scorpion out of your life in the name of Jesus. Any power that does not want you to shine, I bury those powers now. In the name of Jesus. Every power of affliction troubling anyone here, let the power backfire in the name of Jesus. Every dream of affliction, die in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the God of promotion. Promote your children. Promote your children. Promote your children. Promote your children. And I decree upon your life that beginning from right now, every power behind your problems, I command them to be arrested. Let them 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 be arrested. In the name of Jesus. Every gathering of the wicked against you, I command them to scatter unto desolation. Every witchcraft power of your father's house, every curse of your father's house, I bury them by the blood of Jesus. Father, I'm praying that anything buried in anybody's compound, anything buried by any dead relative to affect the star of anyone here, I command them to catch fire in the name of Jesus.
Any power that is saying, not so, not so, for the moving forward of anyone here, let those powers be scattered in the name of Jesus. Any power pursuing the destiny of anyone here, I kill that power now. Oh God of Elijah, arise and fight for your people. Arise and fight. 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 Any foundational bondage threatening the enemy against anyone, let the bondage be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. Use long-term problems. Use stubborn problems. Hear the word of the Lord. I command your power to die. In the name of Jesus. Every seed of the enemy in the family of anyone here, let the seed dry up. In the name of Jesus. Angels of prosperity, arise and locate your people here. In the name of Jesus. And any power that wants to waste anybody's life here, let those power be wasted in the name of Jesus. Any power waiting to celebrate your obituary shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to frustrate you, they shall be frustrated in the name of Jesus. I declare upon you now, no more embargo. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The Lord bless you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. He that keepeth Israel, that shall neither slumber nor sleep, shall be upon you. I cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus. Your testimony shall be great. Your testimony shall be uncommon. In this year of divine compensation, the Lord will set to you. He 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 will set to you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Surely,
goodness and mercy shall follow us
all the days of our lives,
and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
21 miracles healing. Hallelujah. Let's go.